Man,
it's a blessing to be in the house on today, amen? Amen. Some of you guys just looking at me and wondering what I'm going to say and what we're going to do. But you always know that when I'm involved, when the boss lady involved, it's going to be special. Amen? So I'm taking my time just for this moment because I want to absorb what God been showing me and doing for me for a time such as this moment. And the reason why I say that is because all of my life, I've been seeking God to be special, great. I've been seeking God about being who I need to be, not somebody else. I've been seeking God about being that amazing guy. That Tyrone, I don't have to be like any other guy, but I can be me at all times. Whether if people like me, talk about me, put their mouth on me, whatever, I still can be me. And I don't know about you guys, but in that walk, in that journey, sometimes, let me say it right. I don't want to lead y'all down the wrong road. In that type of walk, majority of your life, you will stand alone. Okay, some of y'all must not have stood alone before. I guess I've been the only one. Because when I made my mind up to really love God and live for God, Tyrone, there's many a times that I stood alone because I wasn't doing everything like everybody else. So I want to take this moment, Miss May, to just absorb what I've been seeking God for, what I've been just loving God for, and what I've been just always trying to stay on track, because I know my parents raised a great guy. I know that I serve a great God. And God, all I want to do is just be amazing to somebody. All I want to do, God, is just get somebody attention. God, all I want to do is make sure somebody's life that's going in the wrong direction, we can help turn that lifestyle and go in the right direction. Not that I want pats on the back, Miss Gail, but because when I didn't have any of that, I didn't have anybody. But the very moment that I told God I'm going to live for him, and he said, man, I'm going to make your name great. Not because what you're doing, but because you're serving me. For some of you guys that may not know, that's Bible, by the way. God said he will make your name great. Your name will be greater than riches and silver and gold. You don't have to be the best of the best in order for God to bless you. You just need to be the best you, the best version of you, to serve who he created. I know some of you guys, I may be taking it a little fast, but I'm going to slow down. Because me and the boss lady have discovered something on this journey of seeking God and making sure people understand the word of God. We understand that everybody's not on the same level, so sometimes we have to break stuff down even more and even more and even more, correct? So I'm absorbing that moment of understanding that I'm living in that now, Miss Gail. I keep looking at you, Miss Gail, so I'm living in that now, so I'm probably going to call your name a lot. I'm living in that now. It's a whole lot of people are here today because I said, God, what can I do to really show your love to young people? What could the boss lady and myself do to really go after the young people's heart? And so I wasn't going to do it, but God said, I thought you said you trust me. I said, God, I do. He said, well, that's easy. Tyrone, God just showed me how easy it was when I just followed his command. God said, just ask. You know what I did? I reached out to a young man that I've been knowing for many, many years. And I said, hey, I need your help. You know what he said? I'm going to use his terms. I can hear him say it. I got you. So I'm like, really? I got you. I touched back with him, you know, it was 3 weeks ago. I touched back with him, you know, earlier this week, because I'm that guy, I confirm stuff. I said, hey, I just wanted to confirm that we still good and this and another. I'm gonna use his terms. I told you, I got you. I reached out to another coach. Bro, I got you. And I'll make sure other people know, I got you. I reached out to somebody else, I got you. I reached out to somebody yesterday, he said, I got you. And so I'm living in that moment of understanding that God got me. Because I only want to do his will, people. Amen? So I thank each and every one of you guys for coming out to my Super Bowl. I thank each and every one of you guys for coming out to my draft day. I thank each and every one of you guys for coming out to my business opener. I thank you guys for coming out to be a part of our life and a part of the ministry that I belong to, because this is a house where people can get help, where people can get set free, where people can get delivered, where people can come in and get jumped off. When you get low sometimes, you gotta have somewhere where you can get jumped off. This is my home. So I didn't just invite you to just any home. I invite you to the home of homes to get jumped off, young people. So it's something special for you on today. Amen? So thank you, Bishop and First Lady, for allowing me to have this moment. In your house, that's my home. Who are you? When I point at you, I want an answer. Who are you? When I point at you, I want an answer. Who are you? Yeah, I can't hear you. Who are you? Talk where I can hear you. I'm like Brother George, and when we out there at the game, we can hear you. Who are you? Who are you? All right. Now, can I have somebody bold enough to give me a different answer, because y'all playing copycat? I don't need you to fit in. I need you to stand out, because that was none of you guys' answer. Y'all answering because Jalen answered that way. So I don't play games. I want to know what you want to say. Don't give me somebody else's answers. That's what you do at school. When you walk the way you walk and talk the way you talk, then you're doing it because there's another Jalen, or there's a Matthew, there's a Mark, there's a John. I don't want them. I want you. So give me your answer. I didn't bring you here to play. I want to know what's on your heart and how we can make that heart grow even stronger to the kingdom without you being compromised with the world structure or the way they do things out there in the street. So I'm gonna do this again. Who real back there can give me a real answer that they don't have to be fake? Come on, give it to me. Woo! Okay. I'm gonna tell y'all something about PJ. PJ gonna set it straight. PJ ain't finna copy you. Thank you, PJ. Let me get over here. Who are you, black shirt? That's right. Woo! Child of God and athlete. So I want to ask you guys a question, since all of your guys started out being a copycat, okay? And then the ones that give me the original answers, what I'm about to say gonna tie with all of you guys. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? All right, then sit up like you're ready. Sit up tall, shoulders back. Don't be slouching down. If I'm gonna hire you, I won't hire none of you. I'm in that seat in life. I do the hiring and firing. And if you don't look the part, then you're not gonna get that position. So I need you to look like you're a child of God, because I don't know God to be slouchy. I'm telling you, I'm gonna get all you guys that gave me those answers something that's gonna make you think for the rest of your life. And then I'm gonna tie it with scripture.